my lucky stars, 'cause that's not where my blessings are, nor they come from the Father's heart, not the sky, not chance. But truth is, I'm not lucky, I'm loved.
The Wade Hampton Show will be right back.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
From the first chapter, he shows Jesus as the beginning before the beginning started to begin. And the second chapter, he shows that there was a crisis at the wedding feast, and Jesus shows up at the wedding feast tells them to fill up the water pot. And because Jesus said it, Mary says, whatever he says, do. Nike says, just do. And I say it all the time, they didn't have counterfeit faith. They just went and filled up the water pot at the word of Jesus. Let me put a point right there. I was feeling bad, but I'm feeling pretty good. Put a point right there. You ought to treat your Bible like you do the cell phone. If you leave your cell phone at home, you turn around and you go back and get your cell phone. Then when you go and get your cell phone, you're looking for your messages. Don't you know God has sent you a message right now? Be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. If the people which are called by name shall humble and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and hear that man and forgive. He's sending somebody a message in the house. The Lord is my out. When he moves from that, they go to the third chapter. chapter, you'll find that Jesus is trying to tell us that he is here with us all the way. Do I have some help in the house? He's trying to extend, let us know through the text that he is with us. For God gave his only begotten what children son that he what gave his only begotten son that whosoever would you believe should not perish but have everlasting. Text full of nothing but superlative. High degree of the English language. And God is trying to send the text to Pleasant Green this morning. Saying, you ought to put me in the center of your Christ. Do I have some help in the house? Yes, this book, this text is full of nothing but Christ. Even when you go to the 11th chapter of John, you'll find that Mary and Martha and Lazarus, that became a crisis at their house. Sickness came in and then death followed. But then Jesus goes to the grave and removes the sickness and death. But here, in our text, we find that Jesus is still working it. I want to tell you right now, he's still working it for you. He's still working it out in your behalf. He's still moving stone. He's still protecting you from your enemy. He's still making a way out of nowhere. He's still feeding you when you're hungry. He's still keeping the roof over your head. Somebody in the house ought to know what I'm talking about. Anybody got behind on their rent? And he's still in the house? He's still making a way out of nowhere. He's still restoring your spirit. When you hit depression and oppression, he comes in and refills you or refills you with his joy. So when you ought to have your head down, you got your head up. Because he is standing before you, and you're not looking down at him, but you're looking up to him. So when depression and oppression comes, you still got to stick Jesus in the center of your Christ. Even the preacher has Christ. Don't just look at him like he got his life all the way down. Happy every day. He ain't happy every day. He can't help you. He got to go to the doctor too. He don't feel well. But he's just like you, but I got to press on. And I got to encourage you to press on. Yes. Yes. Regardless of what come or what may not come. Yes. Husband don't come, press on. Yes. Wife walk on, press on. Yes. Children won't speak till you press on. Yes. Keep pressing until God changes it all around. Yes. You got to press your way through. Watch who's close here. Yeah, Jesus, and the disciples. Jesus and the disciples. Didn't come to preach this text. Just shows up in the spirit. Jesus and his disciples on the Sea of Tiberias, on the western shore of the Sea of Galilee. They get the name Tiberias. A great multitude. There were some miracles taking place, and they saw how Jesus was healing the crippled and restoring sight to the blind. How he was taking those that were hindered in crisis, and they thought they had a crisis, but after meeting Jesus, there was no more crisis. Somebody can say, I thought I had a crisis. But Jesus took care of my crisis. Maybe you never had the Lord to take care of your crisis. But he done took care of so many for me. You don't know like I know what the Lord has done for me. And he's still taking care of me in the middle of my crisis. They were in crisis, y'all, because the text goes on and bear witness that the multitude followed him. They saw his miracles, which he did on them, that were diseased. That's the text. They saw the miracles that Jesus did on them that were diseased. Watch the text. And they saw the diseases that Jesus did on them that were diseased. And they saw the miracles that Jesus did that were diseased. They saw the miracles that Jesus did that were diseased, which suggests to the reader, after they met Jesus, there was no more disease. After they meet Jesus, there was no more disease. After meeting Jesus, there was no more disease.
Go ahead, Brian.
And Jesus went up to the mountain. Now, at this time, let me see, can I put a picture on this? And come on up with the next. As Jesus healed the disease, preaching and praying, he gets exhausted. I know not many of you are not preachers, but preaching is exhausting. It's seriously exhausting.
Wow.
Watch closely. Let me try to get you to understand one thing. First of all, you got to try to take care of everybody in the church. That's problem number one. Because you're going to catch hell trying to do that. And then he got to be up praying that God will lead him to lead his people in the right direction. Then he got to pray to the Lord that his people receive the leading of the Holy Spirit. Then he got to continue to pray for his people because many of them sick and depressed and oppressed, and they need Jesus in the center of their crisis. So he got to constantly be in prayer with God because his people, where he is, they need him because they need the prayer warrior, they need the watchman on the wall to keep watch over Israel. That's why somebody said, watchman, what of the night? What time is it, watchman? I can hear the watchman say, well, it's praying time. Do I have some help in the house? What time is it, watchman? It's praying time. So the watchman got to keep praying over the church that God and keep the church in view. Preaching is exhausted. Pastoring is critically exhausted because you're always under the microscope.
Oh, yes.
Because if you err 1 centimeter, they got you. If you err to the left, they got you. If you err to the right, they got you. So you got to walk by faith and not by sight. So the preacher got to always be in tune because he got to be able to prepare that crisis message for on Sunday, although he's catching hell from Monday through Saturday. But he got to take some time and spend with the Lord in prayer and supplication. He got to be able to get with God so God can just push to him what, not what he needs, but what the people need. Do I have some help in the house? So now Jesus is tired. He retires. He don't go to the valley. He goes to the mountain. He goes to the mountain because he wants to get above their problems. Do I have some help in the house? He goes to the mountain because he needs to be above their problems. So when in the middle of your crisis, you need Jesus because he'll be above your crisis. How can you make it through? Because he's above my crisis. He's not down here with me, not only down here with me, but he's above my crisis. And he's able.